Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. Going to be addressing something that is absolutely, as I'm starting to really understand it, that is unbelievable about this private law. This stuff is so shocking, you just can't believe it could exist. But it does. And it's taken... somebody gave me information on Words and Phrases, 1914, and I found a hook in there. And something else that is, I'm going to be going out to all the people that are on the IRS list, the ones that can pay $250 to get you, hopefully get you to sign up if you can donate again. If you can't, you just have to tell me why you can't. You'll still stay on the list. But I have completed all of the 1929 ruling case law. It's 28 volumes with 2 volumes of indexes. And this is the precursor to the Amgur 1, American Jurisprudence. And what you will find in the latest stuff on Westlaw is paragraphs or so, and a lot of times references back to ruling case law. Where are you going to find that? RCO. Where are you going to find it? Oh, yeah, well, it's there. You just go to the law library. Yeah, what law library has the 1929 set? I had a complete, very good set that I don't know how many thousands I paid for. I have a very good set that I'm getting scanning now of Amgur 1, the first American jurisprudence. That will be available. If you are on the IRS list, if you have Skype, preferably, that's the way I would like to get it to you. If you can't afford it, oh, for probably $25 or so, I'll do a DVD and mail it to you. I prefer not to do that, but if you don't have Skype or for whatever reason, for the people that can't pay any money, I'll do it at that cost, $25. That'll cover my DVD and the thing and the mailing and time to do it. I think that's real reasonable. I am going to have Amgur 1, so if you want to wait until I get that done, you can get both of them. I still haven't got to my home page. I just got too many things going on right now. It's shocking of how they have conned us. And in these older cases, and in like ruling case law, and then there's like this hook that I got out of that was given to me, the 1914. It's on the internet. Google did that, Words and Phrases. I'm going to be doing all the Words and Phrases to an older set I have that's past the copyright, so they can't come after me. It's amazing that the stuff that is there and the number of cases addressing these specific issues, so we can actually understand what's going on instead of a little snippet here and a snippet there in the latest stuff. They want to bury it. And if you are a serious researcher, and if you are interested in having this stuff, and I want it out to all the more people that have it, because I'm probably the only guy in the United States that's got both these sets in their house. I want them out there, so if they come, and whatever, they're available to people, so that they don't get lost in history, because they might be in a Gonzaga law library, the volumes, but how you go to, what's that guy going to do? You're going to, you go in, you get one volume. You can't word search it. You can't take the volumes out. They're not going to let you take a complete set of a 1929 set volume out. So you're stuck. It's just the same thing as a congressional record. Hines Online has all of them, but where do you find them? You go to the law library, like in UAA, and here's row after row, 100 feet of books. Wait, how do you, you don't live long enough. So anyway, if you are on the IRS list, you have Skype, just Skype me and I will send them to you. And do with them whatever you want. I'm not trying to make any money off any of this stuff, other than I'm just trying to give it out and get it out there. Like I say, I probably spent maybe close to $100,000 when I had money over the years getting books. I'm going to get some of the other ones out of the original books, like out of Virginia. I'm not going to tear that one apart. I'll copy it. but had the missing 13th Amendment. I've got several other ones of that era. So it did happen, and Virginia is the one that they were complaining about. And I got a book out of Virginia, two-volume set. I gave $1,000 for two books, 1819. Yep. I want to make these things available to people so we have real evidence of stuff instead of just talking about it. There's so much nonsense out there on the internet of people. They make all these statements, but they don't have anything to back it up. And the knowledge of the truth is just amazing when you finally see it. I'm just going to make one short comment about that idiot. I think her name is Wilson down there in, I think it was Florida, that listened in on a Trump calling this gold star, this woman, that her husband, or I guess a presumably, I don't know, I think it was her husband, wasn't fiance anyway, was killed in the line of duty. And I thought General Kelly, I picked up a whole bunch of respect for him. He addressed her as an empty barrel, but it's on Bill Still, B-I-L-L space S-T-I-L-L is a good place to find it, .com, and it's on there with his little introduction. These are the elite that could be doing something else, making a lot of money. Most of them are multilingual, I guess, and they're the cream of the crop. Special Forces type Rangers and Green Berets and SEALs. And for her to denigrate what I thought was so great about General Kelly, she said, well, we used to honor women, the first one. And that's gone anymore. When I was raised, I was taught to honor women. That's no longer there. And he went into the several other things we're taught to honor, and he thought the last vestige that nobody, even how evil, demonic, demagoguery, what they would touch an issue of the President of the United States calling a widow to express his condolences, of which there's nothing he can say that's going to help. Like General Kelly said, there's nothing that he's going to say. President Trump decided to call. And this person listened in and took it out of context that this guy wanted to be where he was. And that's what General Kelly did, just an excellent, articulate job. He run that gal right down into the depths of hell. Very articulate, very well spoken, very smart, able to analyze something. Obviously, he didn't get to be a four-star Marine general by being stupid. But anyway, I highly recommend looking at that. That's just how crazy, and I am so tickled. Just makes my day. We got the mainstream media took on Trump with the fake news, and look what's going to them. They're going down the tubes, the papers and news stuff. The NFL. They are disrespecting, dishonoring all the people that's fought and died in this country. Law enforcement, they're dishonoring the military. There's over a million people fought and died so they could actually act like asses. They took on Trump. Guess what? NFL, I'm done with the NFL. I'm done with those folks. People are, it's no longer out of an interest because these people, there's no thing. And then one of them, I think they may have threw the game. So how do I know the game? If these people are liars, how can I believe that the game is actually a true test? How can't do we have anything to do with liars? John 8, 34 to 44. If you want to read a good thing, John 8, 34 to 44. The father of all liars is the devil. The truth is not in you. You do not understand my language. That's just an amazing. So the NFL's going down the tube. Now we got Hollywood. Ooh. More and more of these pedophiles, these pedophile rings, and these rapists out there. With old Harvey Weinstein and all the other ones that are coming out, and all these women that they've been denigrating and raping and doing all kinds of illegal, not only illegal, but just evil things to women, disrespecting women. Just honoring women. And guess what? Who's in charge of most of Hollywood? Jews! Well, that's a shocker, isn't it? It's amazing, isn't it? Well, their little thing is kind of tumbling apart. I saw where a bunch of their shows this weekend are way down on gross. People are turning off. They don't want to hear it no more. I watch a lot of Netflix stuff, stuff that doesn't have a, some of these series that doesn't have a political message. And I get tired of going to the movies as I enjoy them. And here's a political message trying to mind, get me to think along a certain way. If I go to the movies just to get away, it's for entertainment, just like back in the Roman era of the when they had the Romans, the gladiators. It was a means to escape for people, escape the realities of life for a little while. I don't want to go in there and be preached again. And I think a lot of Americans are waking up, and finally, thanks to Trump, Europe is Brexit, and I saw, I think it was Hungary, they have made a bunch of gains, or Czechoslovakia, one of those, I think it was Hungary, they're making gains because of what Trump did and what we, the people, did over here by putting somebody like Trump in. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But I'm telling you what, compared to Hillary Clinton, he's a saint. And I think this whole damn corruption thing of this uranium and all that stuff, if you watch Jeanette Pirro, she really nailed it. She was on Breitbart. You can go there. But Jeanine Pirro, she really, what is wrong? I don't know if Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, is actually investigating these or not, or is he intimidated? They threatened him. I don't know. But what the hell, Jeff Sessions, get off your butt and go after these criminals. This is treason. Holder, Obama, Bill and Hillary, Lynch, AG, all these people's crimes that are just absolutely Mueller. It's just, it never ends. So anyways, that's enough for that, because you can tune into other shows to get people that have more research capabilities than I do in that corner of the world. What I want to talk about today is absolutely astounding. It is a core of the problem, one of the essential elements, it's called, of the overthrow of our republic. And guess who did it? Take a look in the mirror. You and I did it. We did it. Absolutely. Why did we do it? Lack of knowledge. Lack of the wisdom to use that knowledge. How would we know? How would we know this stuff? We've been lied to. And I am doing, I'm tangling now with helping Dave Gladden with the FAA, because that's another whole long story. If I get to the next hour, I may go into some of that about this is part of the thing, this IRS, the Social Security. What we think we know and what we think we understand is not so. And it is really difficult for people to grasp these concepts and let go of the things that we think we know that aren't so. Some people do it easier than others. I have never really had a problem with that because I am not a follower. It's not something that's built into me. I was raised differently. I was raised to honor women. And like General Kelly said, that's all gone anymore. You don't honor women anymore. They treat them like trash. Well, that's not the... I grew up, I'm 75, and I grew up in the 50s, and that's just not the way it was done. And I think we were absolutely correct. Women are really an important part of civilization, and they should be honored. The men are supposed to be the fighters, the stuff that deal with logic. The women deal more in feelings and understanding. But anyways, getting to what I want to talk about today is a scary proposition. It is absolutely shocking. I'm going to read this. This came out of the general law part of the 1914 words and phrases. It's on page 719. You can go in and find it, I presume. I didn't get it there because I got it from somebody in Colorado. But I'm sure it must be on the internet if Google. It's Words and Phrases, 1914, page 719. Or by the way, anybody that is on my IRS list, any of my stuff that they want, if you're on the list and you have Skype, you're welcome to it. I got all kinds of information, but I prefer sending it with Skype because then it doesn't take a lot of my time. And I got dictionaries, all sorts of things. Just unbelievable information, research material. If you're really serious about learning how we've been conned by Lucifer, or actually by the devil and the liars. This is an amazing statement. This is how I get my research done. Excuse me. You get a hook, and then with Westlaw, because you have no chance without Westlaw anymore. If you're going to tangle with these big boys, like I'm doing with and the FAA, these attorneys, IRS, unless you have Westlaw, you have no chance. It's not going to happen. I mean, that's just the facts of life. But anyway, how I do my research, and I could teach somebody with Westlaw. I don't know, Lexus, because Westlaw's got more stuff than Lexus does. Lexus has got more public newspapers and all that. I could give a brick less about all that nonsense. It's just a simple thing. It's called advanced searches, ADV, colon. And then you put in quotation marks the term or the words or whatever you're looking for within the same sentence, same paragraph. That's all I ever use. That's it. I'm done. I could teach somebody to do it in 5 minutes. But you got to pay $358 a month to get access to all these different databases. And searching them, it doesn't search all of them at one time, but it searches a great majority of them at one time within 10 seconds or so. Now, that's power. But you have to know what you're looking for, too. But that's why I'm doing this show. Let me read out of this. Page 719 under General Law, Words and Phrases, 1914. Like I say, it's on the Internet. And one of the things I'm going to start doing, I think, would be helpful is I'm starting now to put all of the main documents that are, I can keep it under, keep it within email range is to mail out these cases. Oh, back in a minute. Got to pay some bills here so we can stay on the air.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And they're doing it right in front of us. And we are saying we want to be slaves, but we have no clue how they're doing it. It is really slick. It's it's really amazing. I got somebody holding here. I didn't see him. So let's go ahead and Joe in Oklahoma, you got a question or comment on today? Hello, Joe. I'm not hearing anything here. We got something turned off or Joe still there? Oh, okay, well, Joe, if you want to call in again, sorry I didn't see you there, just call in and we'll put you on the show. Anyway, so we're back here. I'm going to read this statement. Now, it may, unless you've had some experience with this stuff, how's everybody supposed to know this stuff if you're not into the laws or legal? Again, as I've said many times, the thing that we don't understand anymore is that to give great specificity to the law, especially to the overthrowing of our republic, they take words, make them terms, a word or a word, and make it a term, and they use the word means, M-E-A-N-S. Anytime the word dog means cat, every time you see the word dog, they're talking about a cat. That's how you say that's ridiculous? No. This is how far out some of this stuff is. It does have nothing to do with what you and I think in general usage going to any of the unabridged dictionaries. You will not find it in there. It is specially, it's private law, which I can now work, I'm working on the module to put all this stuff is called private law, private bills. And we sign up for it. That's why we keep having to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. Why do I have to keep saying that every damn form under the penalties of perjury is true and correct? Why would I have to keep saying that? Do they not know who the hell I am by now? No. They need my consent under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, to make me say, yeah, well, there it is, but they're not going to tell us that. That's the reason for all that. Almost every form has got it. They never come back to us with anything true and correct under the penalties of perjury. That ought to be a wake-up call right there. How come we never get nothing from them? Because they have promised nothing to us. We, by our signature, are agreeing to a private law, a private contractual arrangement. It's called an implied in law contract. There's express, which we're going to get into later, and implied in fact, and there is implied in law. There's express contracts, implied in fact contracts, and then there's implied in law contracts. Joe in Oklahoma, you're back. Got a question, comment?
Comment, Ralph. I tried to get in early before you took direction on your subject, but I just wanted to tell you that in about the year 2000 in the Arlington County Courthouse in Arlington, Virginia, I did, in fact, read the original 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Really? I'm sorry, wait, when did you do this again? Say again?
It was about 2000. I haven't been back there since then, but I did actually view it in the Arlington County Courthouse in Arlington, Virginia.
Did you get any response?
No. No.
Yeah, they just sat there silent.
And one thing that I had a copy of a document. It's called the Original 13th Amendment by, I think the author's name was Brian March. Mm-hmm. And I loaned it, unfortunately, to an attorney to try to maybe change his direction a little bit. And the sorry son of a gun lost it, and then he died on me, so I don't have it. But if you have any listeners that have a copy of that, that goes over like 30-some states and or territories that printed the original 13th, as you and I are talking about, as late as, I think the Northwest Territories printed it as late as 1857, and I'm recalling that from memory. But okay, you might
okay,
have
what,
a...
Okay, what's the name of the document again?
The original 13th Amendment.
Okay, and okay, that, and that's just what it's called?
Yes, and the author's name, it was one of these little spiral-bound 8.5 by 11 books. It was probably 50, 60 pages long.
Hold on a minute. We'll finish up here after that. We got to go to break here. Hear the music. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and by the way, we're talking about the 13th Amendment, and what's the name of the author of what you were talking about?
Ralph, his name was Brian March, M-A-R-C-H, as I remember.
Well, I guess what I found a research document that I have that's 60-some pages long that lists all of the complete history of the 13th Amendment, great in depth. I'm just OCRing it right now. It'll be done here in just a minute. But it'd be interesting because one of the things that this article may not be totally thing, but it is documented with several hundred sites to validate and in a history, great in depth.
Right.
And if somebody wants that, why, just send me it. Anybody that's listening to the program, the best way to get a hold of me is IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, and I'm putting this document here, 13th Amendment, in there for the people that want to research it out and that stuff. Like I say, I have several original books that said it happened, and one of them was in Virginia.
Well, I witnessed that myself firsthand. These other documents, I had seen copies of them per the booklet that I had. But I did look and actually hold in my hand the laws of the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth, I'm sorry, the Commonwealth of Virginia of 1817, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was 817 or 19. Anyway, it was there, and I hope I didn't change your subject matter, but you had mentioned that. And one other thing, here's another comment. All this pedophilia and whoremongering and everything going on, Oklahoma is just rampant with it. We have legislators that have even been convicted of it, child molestation, and we even have one university chancellor that it's pretty well assumed statewide. There's not been any court case or anything, but pedophilia and little boys running around. And it's just sickening here.
It is. I understand what you're saying. And it's, I worked with, I'm trying to find her name here. I forgot her name. She was out of Georgia, and I was doing research for her. I have I don't think I've taken her, can't think of her name. She was out of Georgia, and Nancy Schaefer. She was a senator in Georgia, and I was working behind the scenes showing her these contracts where these judges are actually under contract with the cooperative agreements with the CSSD of the executive. They are audited for the amount of money. Congress has passed a law. It's $4,000 for the to adoption. They put bounty on children to get them when they're young. $4,000 for the healthy ones, $2,000 for the sick ones, special need ones. And now in Alaska, it's up around $14,000 the person gets for adopting it. I think it's $25,000 for the state to get grant monies to go steal children. It's slavery. They're selling them right. There's contracts between the judge, the Department of Law, and the cop shops.
Well, the foster children business is big and doing well in the state of Oklahoma. I promise you that.
Well, what Schaefer, Senator Schaefer, had found out, She was following they were snatching children out of the missing out of foster homes and stuff, and they were selling them into the sex slave and all that, and she was following it through Florida. Next thing you know, she ended up dead. Her husband was supposedly, he committed suicide and killed her, and of course then the people that I knew down there were scared spitless, and they said nobody investigated anything. They just said, oh, it's a suicide and rule it out. She was getting too close. Anyway.
Ralph, I'm sorry I changed the subject on you.
No, that's fine.
God bless you.
No, we're good.
God bless you, and I love what you do for us.
Okay,
keep up the good
work, we ain't
friend.
Done yet. We're going to have a hell of a year yet.
I'll tell you what, it's a great time to be alive if you can stand the pressure.
That's right. That's all right. All we're here to do is fight. Okay, let me get back to this. Okay, this is an amazing paragraph. And it is a core of one of the most major things going on in this country. And out of this hook, like I say, all I need sometimes, I just need one source to where to go look, and then it is, you could just blow up on it. It says, quoting here, this is out of page 719, General Law, The Worlds and Phrases, 1914, done by Google. It's on the internet, I'm sure. Like I say, I'm going to mail this thing out in the IRS list. I'm going to start doing that, the cases and some of this, so people can see it. Take my word. Take nobody's word for anything. It's true. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of the state as a unit. Semicolon. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to the public need, and the other is an answer to a private prayer. To a private prayer. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever see these courts where they pray for relief? I always wondered, why is it in court are they praying for relief? I've got to research that out more. Why would you get private prayer? When it acts upon a public bill, a legislature legislates. Here's the killer, this last part, couple lines. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker after special privilege. Anderson versus Board of Commissioners, and it's found in 95 PAC, that's Pacific Reporter, 95 PAC 583. Or 77 Kansas KAN 721. I'm going to be putting that on a thing. So what do they say? What does that mean? How does it affect you and me? Could you recognize private law? How would we do that? Well, I went into, and let me go into, I was reading. And it's when you see somebody put it in that thing, and then you start thinking about it, and you say, oh, my golly, gee whiz, why did I not see that? Well, because we're taught to think of another way, and we, what can I say? These things come along, and I don't know what to say. So, what is it? What are they doing here? This private law nonsense. Well, I found it in four law reviews, and let me get up here. I didn't save that one for some reason into my thing here. I was reading it. This one here is, let's see where it's out of. It is out of, it's called Log Rolling and Judicial Review. This is 52 University of Colorado Law Review 33, 1981. And they're explaining this. What's going on? Shocking. When you start to really understand it. So what do we have as private law? First of all, let's just make a couple of sentences. What is private law? This is the headless fourth branch of government. This is all of the regulatory administrative state. It's all private law authorized by Congress is for the citizen of the United States that has no country, has no domicile. It's being done by the several states because they are granting benefits. So they are legislating for a citizen of the United States, of which the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, and I'm going to resend that thing in 1938 congressional record, the citizen of the United States was Congress's way to pound on states and state actors under the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to make sure there was no discrimination, there was due process of law, and in voting there was no discrimination. But Congress could not reach we, the people. They don't have the authority. So this is a fictional law created in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizens for the Negroes. It's codified today in 42 United States Code, 1981. Go read, especially 1982, to have the same rights as white citizens. You think that sounds a little discriminatory? It was put into the 14th, but it's subject to the jurisdiction. There's a qualifier. And then it's United States citizen and resident. There's no domicile. Then in 1870, 2 years later, so it was 4 years later from the original, they had an epiphany. Oh, by the way, we can take the black people and get around it. You can be naturalized and there's no difference. There's this nonsense, same rights as a white citizen and all that is a crock. Isn't it amazing? 4 years later, they had an epiphany. But has that affected anything? Nope. That was the status, the first thing they had to do to get us, we the people, out of our natural, unalienable rights from the Creator and the Declaration of Independence. And to have the countries, these sovereign countries, all these several states are sovereign countries. They all have their own constitution. They all have their own laws. We have to say, I don't want to do that no more. Go look at your voter registration. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. Doesn't exist. Voting to go vote is just the act. The elective franchise, the suffrage, is reserved strictly to the citizens of each one of the several states. You got to be a citizen of Alaska, a citizen of Texas, a citizen of New York, a citizen of North Carolina, or a citizen of Minnesota to exercise your elective franchise. They get us to sign up for something else because we don't know any better. Citizen of the United States sounds so deliciously correct. And nobody knows what the hell it is. You can't sit on a jury, federal or a state of Alaska jury. You have to admit, on the record, I am a citizen of the United States. This is how I pounded on these misdemeanors when they were pounded. I said, okay, great, you just did it. What is it? Nobody knew. I got a bunch of dumb SOBs in there. They just testified under oath that they're a citizen of the United States. How can I rely upon them? They have no clue what's going on. They're lacking critical thinking, and they just committed perjury. They got around and testified to something that they cannot explain. Thank you. All juries, federal, state, can be challenged ahead of time. But who sits on it? I don't know all the other states if they actually how they do it, but Alaska has to be put on the record in all federal courts. The judge, they usually... they'll sit there and they'll say, is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Well, everybody's sitting there, I'm not going to put my hand up. I don't have a freaking clue what the hell he's talking about. It'll be on the record before jeopardy attaches. You have to consent to be tried under private law. And people do it because we don't know. So now, with that statement again, I'm going to read this last part of it again because that is just that's a killer. Now we'll start to try to understand what are they actually talking about? Because if we can't articulate it and explain it and prove it, of what value is it? Sounds nice. Okay? You can spout something like these people say, oh, you're a bully, oh, you're this, or oh, you're that. No. That's not the way it works. When the legislature acts upon a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts upon a private bill, which is all they're doing today, it adjudicates. Well, we're going to explain that. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. And God, it's right there in plain sight when you stop and look at it. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker of special privileges. So it goes from a lawmaker to being a judge, and then it's for special privileges for a certain class of people that are under that private law. Can you explain it to somebody? Well, let me get into some of this and let's see if we can have some examples. Let me read here what this. This is out of, again, I started to talk about it. This is out of the 52 University of Colorado Law Review, number 33. And it's done in, 1980. When the exercise of proper legislative powers, general laws are enacted. Now, there's general laws, public laws, local laws, private laws. They all this thing, but the general laws is the top of the heap. Then there are variations. You can have a public law that is all general laws are public law, but all public laws are not general laws. So I don't know if we'll get into all that, but the thing we're looking for today is called special acts. The Constitution of the State of Alaska has a provision. It's a piece of garbage, our Constitution. It's for the State of Alaska. It says you can't do it. They got a whole set of books on all the special acts. They got a whole set of books. I got a copy of them. Everything. The boroughs, everything is all private. They say so. But, of course, nobody has access to those unless you go to the law library and know what you're doing. Anyway, let's get back to this. When in the exercise of proper legislative power, general laws are enacted. That's what they're supposed to be doing. By the way, at the beginning of the turn, when our republic was started in the Constitution of the United States, they were called statutes of the United States. That's a killer. If you use statutes of the United States, you're good. Laws of the United States can be very good. Bylaw is a crock. Law is a crock. Got to be very specific. General laws are enacted which bear or may bear on the whole community. If they are unjust and against the spirit of the Constitution, the whole community will be interested to procure their repeal by a voice potential. And that is the great security for just and fair legislation. When the individuals are selected from the mass, the laws are enacted affecting their property. Who is to stand up for them, thus isolated from the mass in injury or injustice, or where they are to seek relief from such acts of despotic power? So they separate us out, and they make laws for the IRS. They make laws for FAA. They make laws for all this other, all these specific little areas. Well, I don't have any interest. I'm not a pilot, so why should I care? Or the IRS. It is important to note that the narrow benefits may be undesirable, a legislative product, as are narrow burdens. The inherent vice of special laws is that they create preferences and establish irregularities. As an inevitable consequence, their enactment leads to improvident or ill-considered legislation. The members whose particular constitutions are not affected by a proposed special law become indifferent to its passage. The time which the legislature would otherwise devote to the consideration. Oh, back in a minute. This is really, when you see this, I'm telling you what, you're going to say, oh, golly gee whiz, are we screwed? No, not really.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and we'll start the beginning of this again, because the concept is, it's private law. We have no rights and we have no remedies, which I'm going to get into on the Supreme Court holdings. You signed up for it, you're screwed. You want to be a slave to the devil, to the Congress, to the states. All these people have no authority. So let's start off here on the reading this paragraph. The inherent vice of special laws, that's also called private laws, local laws, special acts, is they create preferences and establish irregularities. As an inevitable consequence, their enactment leads to improvident and ill-considered legislation. The members whose particular constituents are not affected by a proposed special law become indifferent to its passage. Why would I care about what they're passing for FAA or a hedge fund or SEC or what? It doesn't bother me. The time which the legislature would otherwise devote to the consideration of measures of public importance are frittered away in the granting of special favors to private or corporate interests or to local communities. Well, we have natives up here in Alaska. They get all kinds of special benefits, but they're still citizens of the United States like I'm supposed to be. They can kill moose out of season. They can go out and do all kinds of fishing. They can not pay property taxes, all these things. Why is that? Meanwhile, in place of a symmetrical body of statutory law on subjects of general and common interest to the whole people, we have a wilderness of special provisions. Worse still, rights and privileges, which should only result from the degree of a court of competent jurisdiction. Listen to this. After a court of competent jurisdiction, after a full hearing and notice to all parties in interest, are conferred upon individuals and private corporation by the special acts of the legislature, without any pretense of investigation as to merits or to notice of the adverse parties. Let me read that one again. This is your administrative remedies. Let me give you an overview. It might help right now. When you get into the, quote, special privileges, administrative, the legislature passes it off to agencies, administrative law. There is already a predetermined result. A predetermined result if you enter into that contract. Social Security. Well, you can do this, you can do that. what the agency says. It's already predetermined. Well, if you don't do this, you don't get that benefit. If you don't do this, you don't get a right to go to court. Child custody, same thing. You go in there and they have a little initial hearing and they turn it over to the administrative folks that have contracts with the court system. I know they have it in Georgia. I know they have it in Florida. I know they have it in Alaska because I've seen them. I got them. The judge is audited for the amount of money he's making. Especially one of the things is putting bounties on adoption. We want to sell them the children. Yay! We're not slavers. All right. You're stealing children and putting them up for money. Just like they used to do coyotes in Kansas for the ears. They put a bounty on them. So they say, well, if you exceed this, we'll start paying you money. What do you think all these agencies and all these people are going to do? It's about money. It's already predetermined. It's adjudicated. You don't have access to hear. You know, people scratch their head. Well, how come there's no evidence of all this stuff? So all these courts, traffic citations, all this other nonsense. Where's the real evidence of stuff? Back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.